I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Who's the most published poet in the world? If you guessed Rumi, the 13th century Sufi poet, you'd be right. This Esoterica piece is a tribute to Coleman Barks, who translated Rumi's poetry and introduced the Western world to this Sufi mystic. As Coleman Barks writes in his book, The Illuminated Rumi, in the mid-13th century in a dusty marketplace in Konya, Turkey, a city where Muslim, Christian, Hindu, and Buddhist travelers mingled, Rumi, a popular philosopher and scholar, met Shams of Tabriz, a wandering dervish. Their meeting forever altered the course of Rumi's life and influenced the mystical evolution of the planet. The bond they formed was everlasting, a powerful, transcendent friendship that would flow through Rumi as some of the world's best-loved ecstatic poetry. Rumi's passionate, playful poems find and celebrate sacred life in everyday existence. They speak across all traditions to all peoples, and today his relevance and popularity continues to grow. Of the three major Western religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, each has its fundamentalists and its mystics. The mystics in Islam are the Sufis, who seek out knowledge through divine inspiration and personal experience. Rumi is probably the best-known Sufi mystic. His poems are valued for their passion and simplicity. For Rumi, his relationship with God is always a love story. Barks says, "We cannot say much about love at first sight. It happens, and we live in the wake of a new life, a sense of restless longing, an expansion of self, of what's possible in a poem and in a life." Rumi's poems help us feel that living in the ruins is like loving one we do not know and have never met, yet who is deeply familiar. When Rumi speaks of going to the tavern and getting drunk, he means being intoxicated by his love for God, as Barks put it. The tavern is a kind of glorious hell that human beings enjoy and suffer and then push off from in their search for truth. The tavern is a dangerous region where sometimes disguises are necessary. But never hide the heart, Rumi urges. Keep open there. A breaking apart, a crying out into the street begins in the tavern, and the human soul turns to find its way home. In Barks's book, The Illuminated Prayer, he shows a 12th century painting with Muslims, Christians, and Jews sitting in the lap of Abraham. The contemporary Sufi Bawa says, "You are a Christian because you believe in Jesus, and you are a Jew because you believe in all the prophets, including Moses. You are a Muslim because you believe in Muhammad as a prophet, and you are a Sufi because you believe in the universal teachings of God's love. You are really none of those, but you are all of those because you believe in God. And once you believe in God, there is no religion. Once you divide yourselves off into religions, you are separate from your fellow man." In our current religious disagreements, I think of Rumi's poem, Outward. Out beyond all ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. And in this tribute to Coleman Barks, I'll close with Rumi's words, "Rise up nimbly and go on your strange journey to the ocean of meanings." For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening. Oh, and just a reminder, we do want to hear from you at our new and corrected email address, Hey Esoterica, that's capital H-E-Y, capital E-S-O-T-E-R-I-C-A, @gmail.com. Hope to hear from you.